From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Topping the news, Islamic State says airstrike kills U.S. hostage. U.S. officials said Friday they cannot confirm that the Islamic State's claim that a Jordanian airstrike killed a female American aid worker held hostage by the group. Aid worker was identified by her family as Kayla Mueller. Jordanian officials call the Islamic State's claim criminal propaganda. Mueller was taken by the Islamic State when she was leaving a hospital in the Syrian city of Aleppo in 2013. Here in Washington, President Obama has released his national security strategy, saying the U.S. should not overreach or rely solely on military power to confront global challenges. VOA White House correspondent Aru Pandey.
In his latest national security strategy, Mr. Obama makes clear that while the United States leads from a position of strength, quote, "we are stronger when we mobilize collective action." This collective action, White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice said Friday, is seen in the fight to degrade and destroy the Islamic State militant group in Iraq and Syria.
Together, we've taken out thousands of ISIL's fighters. Just last week, ISIL conceded defeat in the months-long siege of Kobani.
Aru Pandey, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. intelligence officials said Friday they believe the Nigerian Islamic group Boko Haram consists of between 4,000 and 6,000 hardcore fighters. This came as Boko Haram attacked two towns in neighboring Niger, but were driven back by forces from Chad and Niger. Niger's defense minister said his forces killed 109 militants during the attacks. Four Niger soldiers were killed. This is VOA News. The annual security conference in Munich, one of the world's largest gatherings of political leaders focusing on security issues, opened Friday with stark warnings over the current climate of threats. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg pointed to extremists outside of Europe as instigators of crises in the European part of NATO.
North Africa and the Middle East are also in turmoil. States are breaking up, and conflict is at our borders. Extremism is fueling barbaric violence across the region and inspiring terrorism on our own streets.
Munich's security conference runs through Sunday. Talks in Moscow between Russian President Vladimir Putin and the leaders of France and Germany on a peace proposal for Ukraine have ended without an immediate deal to end the 10-month pro-Russian rebellion in Ukraine's east. And now German Chancellor Angela Merkel heads to Washington Sunday for talks with President Obama. VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez reports.
This will be President Obama's chance to hear from an important European ally before deciding whether to send lethal aid to help Ukraine defend itself against Russia-supported separatists. The impact on Germany's trade relations with Russia is a big concern for Mrs. Merkel, and part of the reason she doesn't want to send weapons to the Ukrainians. Stephen Pfeiffer is a former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine.
The Germans tend to be, I think, a bit shy about these kinds of hard power. It was interesting to me, though, that Chancellor Merkel said, "we will not provide." She did not say, "nobody else should provide it."
For both Mr. Obama and Ms. Merkel, the goal is a diplomatic solution. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has urged Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif to meet a March deadline for a framework deal to rein in Iran's nuclear program. Iran and the so-called P5+1, that's the United States, Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany, have been trying to reach a final agreement by July 1st. Iran maintains its nuclear program is peaceful. Search teams recovered three more bodies from Taiwan's Keelung River on Saturday morning, bringing the death toll from Wednesday's Trans-Asia Airways plane crash to 38. Five people on board Flight 235 are still missing. 15 people were survivors. Investigators said Friday that the two turboprop engines failed to provide enough thrust to lift the aircraft, sending it into the river shortly after takeoff from Songshan Airport in Taipei on Wednesday morning. Officials said Friday it was still too early in the investigation to determine the cause of the engine failure. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.